You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom, and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Parashat Ha'azinu, holding his head high. On the television show The Apprentice, the important moment in each episode comes at the end as Donald Trump tells one of the contestants, "You're fired." Often the participant who is given the bad news is disappointed about missing out on a job within Trump's organization, and regularly they are vocal in their opposition to the decision. No one looks forward to being fired or let go from a job. It can be a challenge to a person's self-esteem. It will often be accompanied by financial difficulties, and it is disappointing to be told you're losing your job. On a certain level, as we come towards the end of the Torah, Moses is about to lose his job as the leader of the Israelites. Ever since he struck the rock at Meribah, it has been known that Moses would not lead the Israelites into the Promised Land and would have to relinquish his position. But now, standing on the banks of the Jordan, at almost the end of Deuteronomy, that judgment appears significantly more imminent. As we reach the end of this week's Torah portion, God reaffirms the verdict which has been passed down on Moses, starting the process for Moses' death. The instruction is given, "Go up to this mountain Abiram, to Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is opposite Jericho, and behold the land of Canaan, which I give to the people of Israel for a possession, and die in the mount where you go up." While Moses will get an opportunity to see the Promised Land, he will never enter it. As though God wants to remind us of why Moses is losing his job and his life, God explains, "Because you trespassed against me among the people of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, because you sanctified me not in the midst of the people of Israel." One could forgive Moses if he was upset with God at sticking by their decision to punish him. After all they had been through together, Moses was going to fall just short of completing his journey to the Promised Land. And yet, despite having this knife hanging over him, Moses still praises God by saying, "God is the rock, God's work is perfect, for all God's ways are justice. A God of truth without iniquity, just and right is God." The words used in describing God, perfect, justice and truth, could implicitly be read as an acceptance of God's punishment. As Moses' life and his time as leader of the Israelites comes to an end, he holds his head high, bearing no grudges or ill will towards God. Instead, he praises God and urges the people to command your children to take care to do all the words of this Torah, for it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. Moses' behavior right at the end of his life is further evidence of why, as the Torah says, there has not arisen since in Israel a prophet like Moses, whom Adonai knew face to face. Shabbat Shalom.